your AM dial.
I care about Rhode Island. My focus is the people here.
I don't make anybody happy.
John DePietro on 1540 WADK.
Mr. DePietro, who is in the eye of the storm.
Suddenly, John DePietro became the story.
Radio talk show host John DePietro.
Is Providence crime town?
Ask the committee directly when it should turn. Continuing your testimony. Don't ever do that again. Ever.
I refuse to sit here and be laughed at. That's what it makes you feel like when three people are laughing after I made a statement.
Ask the committee directly and don't ever do that again. Ever.
Mr. Gorman, please continue your testimony.
Folks, good afternoon. Hour number two. This is John DePietro. It is the John DePietro Show each afternoon. Here I am, 1 to 5, right here, AM 1540, and it's WADK. Where you can always call in 846-1028, and then also listen online. Go to DePietro.com, DePetro.com. We also have the Facebook Live going. Good afternoon, Lisa. Good afternoon, Chris. If you'd like to be part of Facebook Live, you can type in comments. Always appreciate your feedback. It's John DePietro's show on Facebook. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk to the Boston Globe about a story they have on the Paw Sox in Rhode Island, trying to navigate. There's a great line in there saying that no politician wants to even use a 10-foot pole to touch it. And then coming up at 4 o'clock, Susie Yankee from East Greenwich. Boy, they are making waves in East Greenwich. We're going to talk to Susie Yankee coming up at 4 o'clock. But right now, folks, joining us, he is, in fact, the managing editor of OceanStateCurrent.com. It's our friend Justin Katz. Good afternoon, Justin.
Good afternoon, John. How's it going?
Very well, Justin. I want to start off with the sound that I just played where, hello there, Kevin, where you heard now Stephen Archibald going after Terry Gorman completely out of line. This is something happened at the end of last week. I heard about it on Saturday, and then people started to get clips of the Capitol TV. He has now issued some kind of just an apology. But to me, Justin, number one, I want to get your reaction to it and several aspects of it. But more importantly to me, one of the dangers for Archibald is this is one of those stories. There's a lot of times some of the ins and outs inside baseball that can be difficult to understand, and the budget and how much is going in and so forth. This is one of those stories that it's very easy to understand where someone in a position of authority sitting on the committee, Archibald, just starts to berate someone who took the time to go up there at the hearing, Terry Gorman.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's a visible thing. The biggest part of that for me, though, is the contempt and the feeling that this whole hearing situation is just a kind of a show. I mean, I've worked with people, outside experts from other states who've come in to testify on various bills over the years in Rhode Island, and more than one of them has said to me afterwards that their behavior was atrocious, meaning the legislators on the board, they're sitting there, they're making jokes, they're making faces at each other, and that seems to be the case here. They're joking around about something. It just shows such a contempt. You know, they're just there, letting people talk because that's what you're kind of supposed to do when you're letting people think they have a representative democracy, but it really doesn't matter. And that's the kind of thing these kind of anecdotes I hope bring to people's attention that, you know, they really don't care much about what the public has to say. But it was definitely telling with his attitude that line he said over and over again, ever.
You know, yeah.
Don't you ever do this. I mean, that gets to the point of being a threat. You
know, it
it's
is.
Not, it's not even just saying, you know, that's not really appropriate, Mr. Gorman, for you to address us that way. But the whole into the tear about you don't have the standing, you don't have the privilege. I mean, what is it? It's like Thug TV or something. I don't know.
Justin, what is your take that no one in the committee thought to interject and kind of stand up to Terry Gorman or say, you know, hey, Senator, you know, that's, you're being a little harsh here. No one came to his defense in any way. Governor Raimondo has been silent on this. The House has been silent on this. I wonder, you know, would we have seen this type of behavior, in your opinion, if Terry had been maybe, you know, on the other side in need of a translator or a minority arguing for the licenses? Or is he fair game because he's an elderly gentleman? But what do you make of the fact that no one thought to speak up and say, hey, time out, Hey, Senator, I'm sorry, but you're out of line with your treatment of Mr. Gorman here.
Oh, well, certainly. The chairwoman, Erin Lynch-Prada, should have, instead of saying, you know, just continue with your testimony, Mr. Gorman, there should have been a, you know, stand down, Senator. Mr. Gorman, you have the floor. You know, that, at least that. But others should have stepped up and defended Terry and chastised Archambault. But it goes to show that, I mean, this is what you get when you have such a dominating one-party insider class.
Yes.
You don't have – if you had real political competition, there would have been some – I mean, even if it's – even apart from integrity or rule of law or any of that, if you had real political competition, you'd have, for, say, Republicans on that committee who would see a political opportunity right there and jump on it, you know, to be the one standing up for the person at the podium against Archambault. But we don't have that. I do wonder, though, if a larger part of it is just, as I said, it's all for show. So they're either joking around or maybe playing on their cell phones or not really paying attention to what's going on. You might recall a couple of years ago, Representative Patrick O'Neill, in a kind of a maneuver, I think it was House Judiciary Committee, in a last-minute maneuver, got the committee to vote on an ethics bill that the leadership wanted to kill. And the, you know, leadership changed the rules in order to reverse the vote. But everybody went along with it because, you know, they're not really there to listen and make decisions. They're there to, you know, play their role.
Right.
And do their thing. And
that's
so
a very good point. Yeah.
Yeah. When something unusual happens, I think they're all kind of, whoa, what was that? You know, okay, we're voting. I'll vote. Yeah.
Right.
Or, he just yelled at him. What's that mean? Okay, it's over. Let me put my head back down. So the whole thing just goes to show we need people to be paying attention and to catch these things and to get upset about them and not just have a couple news cycles of laughs and then we go back to you know, debating silly stuff about, you know, the budget that don't really matter or whatever.
Justin, you've covered it for a while. I maintain that these people, that no matter what their intentions are, once they get up there, they start to get into this bubble mentality of the Rhode Island State House, where we are seen as like intruders. They become members of the club, and it's exclusive club. When you go up to the State House, I've told people, it is by far the most happening building. There's always groups in and out. There's always activity. A lot of them, you know, like the camaraderie, they go out afterwards. We learned earlier this year the amount of drinking that goes on, even though we've known about it. It's I think it's a little it was a little bit of insight to how they really do feel about something like that. Like Archambault, he felt he was completely within his power to talk to Terry Gorman in that way and wanted to straighten him out. And I think it was reinforced by the fact that the rest of the committee members remained silent.
Oh, yeah. I mean, clearly Archambault had no hesitation about his reaction. And over such a small thing, I think that's what's really telling about it. You know, it would have been so easy for him to just say, we were talking about something else, I apologize, continue.
Sure, please continue.
Instead, it's this idea like they're sitting up there. Maybe what they need to do is put them all in like folding chairs on a floor and the audience can sit above them or something like that. So, especially in Senate Judiciary, it's kind of what you expect in a hearing room. You picture a congressional hearing with the people up on the stage looking down and having the political battle. So that was kind of the impression.
Yeah.
This big curtain. You must be addressed before you can address us. You know, that kind of a thing. And I think for a lot of them, that's part of what they get out of it is just that ego trip.
Yep. Sitting up there in that way. Yes.
Yeah.
Folks, we're speaking with managing editor of OceanStateCurrent.com. It's our friend Justin Katz. Now, Justin, the other story that I am glad it is not going away, and that is we spoke to Brandon Bell yesterday. This whole business with Montanaro and the free tuition now, and I'm glad. If it weren't for Chairman Bell now saying, you know, they're going to file a lawsuit even to make them reveal the documents, him getting the free tuition. What I find troubling is Governor Mundo tried to dismiss it as well. You know, he's entitled to the perk, even though by going through everything, no one sees that he's entitled to the perk. Frank Montanaro initially told Channel 12, oh, I'll release the documents to you. Then he backtracked on it. He said, I was afforded this provision the way any other employee would get it. Then we find out that that's not the case. Some mystery person at the college signed off on it. And then the speaker in speaking to the media, tried to justify it and say, well, you know, I've asked a lot of people. They say they would take it, and I blame Rhode Island College for having that. This, to me, is the classic. They don't have their talking points down, and it's just a matter of they're hiding up there before we're going to find out who the hell signed off on Frank Montanaro getting this three-year waiver to get $50,000 worth of free tuition.
Oh, yeah. Well, and this is, as we just said, this is the value of having an active opposition, because they'll keep these things alive. And I think of what you see in a lot of this, a lot of the statements, whether it's what the Speaker of the House or the majority leader, Shikarchi, on Rhode Island Public Radio, they sort of expect that if they go, you know, yeah, it is kind of, maybe we ought to take a look at that contract provision, you know, but he's entitled to it and he's a good guy, so, you know, but we'll definitely take a look at that. Maybe we shouldn't have it at all. And then they expect it to go away. And what's needed is somebody who can capitalize politically on it not going away. So that's been good to see. It reminded me a lot of a few years ago, Stephen Ianazzi, who was a young guy, a kid without a college degree, hired to be a highly paid functionary in the Rhode Island Senate. And that was a big story for, you know, a few weeks. And even, you know, good government type people I know say, well, you know, he shouldn't have gotten a job, but he's really, really good at it. And people said, well, maybe we'll look at the process. They'll revisit it maybe, and nothing will change unless people start, you know, the cumulative weight of all of these things. If people start to get fed up and insist on systematic change, that's what, to me, in the case of Montanaro, the big problem is that this provision exists to be given out. It's, as far as I can tell, that it's not a, you do need special permission, but it's not as if somebody just slipped him something under the table. There is language to this effect in the contract, and that's what has to be addressed, and that we really need to increase the public pressure to get rid of all of these things.
Well, and it's one of those things, Justin, to me, where, you know, the college is now caught, because Rhode Island College, and it's sad, but, you know, there's a number of different situations. The General Assembly, they use it as a favor factory for jobs. The fact that he's been up there for 27 years, we know who the father is, and then, you know, brought in all the union contracts, the whole business of he can, in fact, leave the job for 6 months, decide whether or not he wants it. He initially came out. Frank Montanaro, I've known Frank Jr., again, a long time, not the sharpest tool in the shed, trying to even rationalize. I wasn't sure if I really liked it. I wanted to see by the second year, 2.5 years, I really decided I liked it. I mean, it is such laughable talking points. Well, we all know what happened. They just thought, hey, I'll keep the perks, slide it through, but then I'm going to grab $160,000 with Mattiello. But it also makes you wonder, Justin, again, folks, we're speaking with Justin Katz, managing editor of OceanStateCurrent.com. When I spoke with Speaker Chairman Bell yesterday, Brandon Bell, head of the Republican Party in Rhode Island, he was saying, you know, if you look at Mattiello, talk about Sergeant Schultz. You know, he didn't know whether or not Carnevale lived in the district. He didn't know what Gallison was up to. He had no idea that that now Montanaro was doing this. He did know on election night that he claimed that he had won by 500 votes because of the mail ballots. That much he knew, even though it came down to 75. But there is definitely this deaf, dumb, and blind attitude that we're supposed to believe that he didn't know some of this stuff was going on.
Yeah, well, and that gets right. The Montanaro family being so heavily involved with unions makes this a good learning point. You know, everybody's excuse is, oh, it's in the contract. You know, he just got somebody negotiated for that contract, and it was, you know, somebody friendly with him and his father, and that whole the labor union mentality in this state. And one of the advantages, as you're pointing out with the speaker, is when many of your perks and benefits are within, you know, giving out jobs and perks and benefits of working for the state, you can give special favors, and it's all hidden behind personnel.
Yes,
documents.
That's
so
right.
You can't. We ought to, something like this. You know, these are not. This isn't your work a day state worker. You know, just some guy making $40,000 to $60,000 doing some job deep within the state. This is a high profile person. His father is well known in labor. He was a state representative for years. He's got a high paying job in the legislature, and this is a very unique situation. So, really, what would be the harm of releasing documents? This was the process he followed. And if it's legitimate, then we go after the contracts and say the contracts are dumb. But who knows? There could be personal notes in there from Speaker Mattiello. You know, oh, yeah, let him have this. He's a good guy. You know, or or to that effect. There's no reason, like 38 Studios, just get the
right.
get the documents out there.
Yep. If this is all on the up and up, there should be no problem then in releasing, but somebody signed off on this. And to me, you know, it could be very telling who it is based on the fact that I'm willing to bet. I mean, I've said on the air who I think it is, but you know, there's no way that somebody was just freelancing this. They were definitely, you know, being asked to do this. We're going to ask Justin to hold on one moment, folks. It's John DePietro. Again, we're also doing this on Facebook Live. Thank you to Rebecca. Jennifer Cosgrove joins us. I want to remind listeners, they're coming up at 4 o'clock. We're going to speak with Susie Yankee at 4 o'clock. She is absolutely paving the way with reform in Rhode Island. Susie Yankee joins us. Again, if you're listening right now, it is the John DePietro Show. You can join us on Facebook Live. It's John DePietro Show on Facebook. Just click the like button, and then you can put in comments if you have a question for Justin. We're going to talk to Justin again in just a moment and actually talk a little bit more about the governor's plan, the shooting in Washington last week, and a lot more. Folks, I want to remind you, Chapel Grill, what a tremendous time at Chapel Grill. The hometown advantage is back at Chapel Grill in Cranston. This month through September, Chapel Grill features 39 Rhode Island cities and towns. Come to Chapel Grill this week, your town being hosted, and receive 25% off your food bill for up to 4 guests. Now this week, so pay attention, your hometown advantage. This week, Chapel Grill welcomes Lincoln and Smithfield. If you live in Lincoln and Smithfield and can prove it with a driver's license, you get 25% off your food bill for up to 4 guests at Chapel Grill. Available in the dining room only. Go to chapelgrillri.com for the calendar dates. See if your city or town is next. Chapel Grill features unparalleled value, variety, winner of several best of awards. Chapel Grill offers a variety of happenings for guests. Monday, 50% off all bottles of wine. Today, Tuesday, flash sale. All entrees starting at $15. Wednesday, burger and local brew, $12.99. Thursday, ladies' night. $5 martinis. Friday, half-off bar menu from 4 to close with live entertainment. Dinner for two, just $49.95. And Sunday, of course, their award-winning brunch buffet from 10 to 2. It's all happening at Chapel Grill. They offer free parking, complimentary valet Friday and Saturday. Located Chapel View in Cranston. For the Gallander Hometown Advantage dates, go to chapelgrillri.com. And remember, this week, the Hometown Advantage is Lincoln and Smithfield. It's John DePietro. This is the John DePietro Show. We're going to come right back with Justin Katz, Managing Editor, OceanStateCurrent.com. Again, Susie Yankee, East Greenwich, Town Council head, joins me at 4 o'clock. We're going to talk about some of the turbulence, but going in the right direction, without question, with East Greenwich. But we'll be right back with Justin Katz on the John DePietro Show.
If you're planning to travel, consider this. You can catch the Zika virus from mosquitoes in places like Central and South America, the Caribbean, Puerto Rico and Cape Verde, even Florida and Texas. Zika also spreads through sex and causes birth defects. If you or your partner are pregnant or planning to be, avoid places with Zika. If you do travel, avoid mosquito bites. Wear long sleeves and use insect repellent that contains DEET. Learn more at health.ri.gov/Zika. A message from the Rhode Island Department of Health and the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association.
Results will vary. Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000 in personal or business taxes and you can't afford to pay? You have the right to fast IRS tax relief. Join satisfied clients like Victoria. She owed the IRS $32,000. They accepted $300. She saved $31,700. Leroy owed $21,000. The IRS accepted $500, and he saved $20,500. Get fast IRS tax relief and save, too. Call 800-294-8182. Has the IRS threatened to shut down your business? Freeze your bank accounts, take your home, your cars, or garnish your wages. You may qualify for special programs to stop this process. Get fast IRS tax relief. The industry experts with negotiating with the IRS. With an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call today and the IRS will be contacted the same day, putting a stop to bank levies and wage garnishments. Call the fast IRS tax relief hotline at 800-294-8182. 800-294-8182. That's 800-294-8182.
Broadcasting from the far right on your AM dial at 1540, The John DePietro Show.
And we're back on this Tuesday. Hello, one and all. It's John DePietro. This is The John DePietro Show each afternoon, 1 to 5. Here I am, AM 1540. and it's WADK. We also have Facebook Live going, Rob Bennett checking in, and a lot more. How's the sound, Rob Bennett? Sound seems to be fine. If you can hear Aerosmith in the background, then it's fine. Folks, we're joined, as we are every time at this point during the course of the week, with the managing editor of OceanStateCurrent.com, and it's Justin Katz. Justin, last week the state budget did come out, and Governor Raimondo, I mean, it's like being thrown a bone, was given free tuition, CCRI, for 2 years. Now, this is a program she initially wanted, free college tuition for all. The National Governors Association, she got a lot of press on this, National Governors Association spent, according to Ted Nesi, I think $400,000 to get this. What I have a problem with, Justin, is apparently only 5% of students that are attending CCRI graduate in 2 years. And students, you know, that in need, poverty line, or have problems economically, they qualify, go for free anyway with the Pell Grants. What was accomplished by Team Raimondo after all of this, that's what they ended up with, free tuition at CCRI for 2 years?
Well, it was a bone. It was here. You know, we're pretending we negotiate these budgets, so here's your little piece. I'd like to see them call it my public school failed me scholarships or something like that, because that's largely what you're going to get. It's remedial correction for things kids should have learned with our high spending on public schools. She took a beating with it. I mean, every year for as long as I remember, we acknowledge that the governor's say in the budget is actually very small once it's set. You know, the General Assembly, as long as they can keep, I think it's 3/5 to override a veto, the governor doesn't much matter. This year it seems to, for some reason, it seems to be even more pronounced. You almost wonder if there's some, if it's Speaker Mattiello asserting, you know, because we've talked in recent months about how, you know, well, who's running who's the head Democrat in Maryland, yeah, et cetera. And now you kind of start to get the feeling that maybe some of this is the speaker saying, let me answer that question for you.
Right.
A lot of her, and things, some of it I'm very glad to see, her crony capitalism corporate giveaways through the Commerce Corporation, those have been curtailed. They're still there, which is bad. In fact, the whole budget is essentially all these cuts they're talking about are reductions in the increase.
Right.
So there's a little bit of deception going on there. But a lot of the things that were held back are good in that regard, and they go to right to the heart of what she's been trying to do politically and her progressive philosophy, which makes it better than it could have been. But yeah, she's taken a beat with this budget, especially coming right on the heels of the Pawsox Stadium and other kind of debacles, and the fact that she was forced to say I'm canceling all events so I can be here for the budget,
yeah,
negotiations, and then comes out with this. She's just looking very ineffective.
Well, and especially, as I said, I think it's fair criticism of people, and Gary Sass was quoted as saying, so let me get this straight. Somebody goes to CCRI for 2 years. They transfer then to a four-year college. We want them to get a college degree. They transfer, whatever it may be, to a college out of state. Under the governor's plan, do they now have to move back to Rhode Island for 2 years and work here? What if, in fact, you know, let's dream big, that they get a job, they get from CCRI to Harvard, which I think, you know, so one of the public officials, I forget which one, but actually accomplished. Does that mean, and then they get a job offer in Massachusetts? No, I can't take that job offer. I have to go back and live in Rhode Island for 2 years. What is the purpose of that? How do you track it if someone doesn't do that? Who is this applying to? If only 5% of those that are graduating from CCRI in 2 years, what exactly is the win here? Because it's only 2 years of free tuition, Justin.
Yeah, well, you know, as to the staying in the state, that just goes to show, no matter where it is, they did the same thing in New York State with,
yes,
their free college tuition. No matter where it is, if you're requiring people to stay in the state, essentially you're requiring young adults to know before they go to college where they're going to work after college,
right,
or if they're going to transfer to schools, and that's just not realistic. So the the whole it just reinforces this impression that they're trying to pass a policy for political reasons mainly, and not necessarily because they want to accomplish something for young Rhode Islanders. They just want to be able to say they did this, you know, or the, whatever, the fourth state in the country.
They were very quick to come out and say that, which makes me think it's, you know, that's certainly going to be a fundraising, and it's a big talking point for her on the national stage, which is, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I believe it was Mike Ray, the governor's spokesperson, didn't say this is good news for the students of Rhode Island, it's good news for that. What did he say? We're only the fourth state to do that. They already have their talking point down, and I have a feeling that there's going to be another fundraiser out in Chicago. Providence Journal, Justin, editorial this morning, you know, they're trying to be somewhat positive and say the budget trims funds given to the Raimondo administration to lure business. They talk about the budget also offers the governor face-saving measure on free tuition. But at the very end of the editorial in this morning's Providence Journal, they mention, unfortunately, some of the usual political games persist. Mattiello has stubbornly retained $2.2 million in corrupting legislative grants, which operate as a political slush fund for incumbents. You know, What's ironic about that, Justin, is it was on Friday that Ray Gallison got 51 months. Part of that was the no-show job at that. And yet, despite that, and despite, you know, the Montanaro cloud, they will not get rid of that slush fund of legislative grants.
Oh, no. Well, it's a key piece. I mean, it's just a piece, but it's a key visible piece of the way they create this atmosphere that makes somebody like Senator Archambault feel like they're
right.
Invulnerable, and you know you can't lose because the General Assembly, if you're in there and you're in with the leadership, they'll give you some thousands of bucks to get that big picture of you with the check in the local newspaper, and they pile on all of these little cheats to get them incumbents over the line, and I wonder if they just.
Mattiello used it extensively in Cranston. He donated money to the police and then the hockey and all this other stuff. And then, you know, I was the one that actually broke the story. The hockey team, they put on their jersey Speaker Mattiello, and that was from a legislative grant that he had thrown them. So, I mean, to me, part of the problem is he sees that it can be effective when you throw. He was throwing along large grants. I mean, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. It wasn't just like $500 to the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, what I was suggesting is the whole thing is such an intricate, complete and total package of how you maintain your incumbents in office all the time that you know if you start picking a thread here and there, you know, it takes some years to even decide whether they're going to be subject to the ethics commission, right? So that's one more thing. Maybe somebody will get an ethics violation, and even then they gave themselves this window where they can't have ethics violations filed within a certain amount of distance from an election. You know,
that's so, right.
They really, it takes them years, even on little things, to decide, is this particular thing, voter ID would be another one, is this particular thing critical to my survival as a politician? That's why the budgets never go down. They're trying to keep it together. And they do it with a lot of little tricks. Like this year, they say no broad sales taxes. Well, they're expecting over $30 million of new internet sales taxes. That's a new tax. And another $25 million in unspecified cuts. They basically said, you know what, we can find $25 million in this. But what they'll probably do is next year, when they revise this year's budget, they'll just throw it in there and increase it again. The budget next year, so it's a two-step process, and it's just all these ways they sort of, and the, you know, the hearings where it doesn't matter, you get to say your piece, but then you know nothing comes of it. All these ways they make it seem like we actually have representative democracy and a chance of change, but really not. And maintaining that is really their singular focus, I think.
Folks, good afternoon. It's John DePietro. This is the John DePietro Show. We're speaking with the managing editor of OceanStateCurrent.com. It's Justin Katz. I want to say hello to everyone on Facebook Live. Hello to Sharon Bennett and Rebecca Thorin, everyone that's watching on Facebook Live. Justin, one last thing, and I do want to move on, but I think it's very telling that in her third year as governor, Governor Raimondo, I mean, there was no other issue that she put as much energy and effort behind, and that was the free college tuition, you know, meeting with the different newspapers and trying to get them on board, and the Chamber of Commerce endorsed and everything else. And then in the end, I think it's very telling that she was basically, even the journal saying, like, thrown a bone of 2 years free at CCRI. Meanwhile, Mattiello did get his his car tax in. I do want to ask you about, though, this Saturday is an exploratory fundraiser for former Judge Bob Flanders. As far as, you know, we've been hearing about the rumblings now. Someone asked me, is there anyone done an exploratory and then not done it? That does happen. I mean, Patrick Lynch still has $400,000 from when he was threatening to run for governor in 2010. He waited till the very last minute and then announced he was not going to run and then kept all the money. But what is your impression of Judge Flanders jumping in, which would be apparently a primary against Representative Bobby Nardolillo, and the winner gets to take on Senator Sheldon Whitehouse?
Well, it's hard to see it as jumping in. If you went through everybody, and it's not a very long list, if you went through everybody in Rhode Island who's on the right or Republican or conservative who might run for office, Bob Flanders would be on that list.
Oh yeah,
it's not an unexpected thing. I think it's good. I kind of hate to lose people to the national federal government. We need help around here. I think it's good that he's involved. Hopefully he'll pull some people in with him. You're talking to the town council woman from East Greenwich.
Sue Sinanke coming up at 4 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm interested to see how this plays out and his role in that. I mean, it's, in some ways it seems like he's courting unnecessary controversy with that. In other ways, though, it kind of shows an interest in helping to govern. And if he's building up other people who are in office and he gets to higher office, then he can help pull them up the ranks too. So there's a lot of potential there, but right now it's kind of a mystery what's going on as far as from what you can tell from public documents.
I think he is, he's a very fascinating candidate. And I believe in this political climate, I think anyone is beatable. Certainly, I think Senator Sheldon Whitehouse is beatable. I think Judge Flanders, he is very knowledgeable, obviously, with the situation he worked on Central Falls. He was a judge. He then left that. But I have heard that for the White House people, this is the worst scenario because he is a very formidable candidate. To me, a lot of it is optics. He looks like someone who could be a Rhode Island senator. And I know some people would say that doesn't come into play. But to me, you got to look the part. We'll see what happens with him and Nardolillo. The situation in East Greenwich is actually very toxic. And the silent majority are with the town council that's controlled by Republicans that are tired of the endless spending of the union. So the town council, I don't think it's being accurately reported, but the people, the real taxpayers, they're with the town council. They voted them in. They support them. They want change. They don't want all this outrageous spending. We're going to talk to her coming up at 4. But before we let you go, folks, and again, with us, managing editor of OceanStateCurrent.com, it's Justin Katz. Justin, I found this, I don't know how to phrase it, but Congressman Cicilline, you know, and I don't want to get into the specifics of how the interview was conducted, but doing an interview, calling in to another media outlet from the game after the shooting in Congress, he is without question the most partisan, and even his voting record is the most partisan. I don't think he's ever voted for anything that the Republicans have put forward. He is very active on Twitter with very partisan talk. He's also on the short list to go on shows like Tucker Carlson and really go after the Republicans and say inflammatory things. And I think more questions should be, you know, he should be asked more questions with his role of kind of upping the ante of his approach and how he views the opposing party, which happens to be the Republicans.
Oh, yeah. Well, without question, him and this goes right back to Senator Whitehouse on the Senate side. Some of their language has for years just been so inflammatory. It's very I'm struggling for a word here, upsetting or disconcerting, or that they never get challenged on this.
Right.
I mean, the shooter at the baseball game, one of the more famous phrases he said was that Trump had was a traitor.
Yes.
But, you know, a week earlier, Senator Whitehouse was in the news saying Trump betrayed the country by pulling out of the Paris Agreement.
That's right.
Now you don't want to get into saying, you know, he caused Senator Whitehouse and Congressman Cicilline are responsible or have blame for this, because that would, you know, that that's not true. But still, nobody ever challenges them. I mean, if you look at any news story, national news story, and then look at the Rhode Island coverage of it, they always try to find some local angle. You know?
Yes.
Like oh, the dog that right. was with the police at this event in Washington was bred in Rhode Island.
Yep.
And that will be part of the news story. But you've got a congressman and a senator, Cicilline and Whitehouse, who are constantly ramping up the rhetoric, talking about you know, right-wing lynch mobs and betrayal of the country. And you have this big story about a political shooting in Washington, and nobody even wants to ask about
yeah.
that angle. And
I mean,
it's very – Where are the journalists?
Yes.
You know, this is an obvious thing.
Next it is.
He's on every
you
one
want
of
the,
those weekend shows.
The tie-in. I mean, they are the two most partisan. White House has referred to them as Tea Party crazies. Cicilline, you know, the famous quote in the debate where he said, "I have seen these Republicans up close, and let me tell you, they're really scary people." I mean, and this guy went to kill Republicans, and you're exactly right. There was no local angle. The national media, two of the most partisan member of Congress and Senate that they call on when they need someone to be an attack dog if Elizabeth Warren isn't available, is in fact Cicilline in White House, and there was no tie-in on that in any way. So I found that interesting. Folks, again, he is the managing editor of OceanStateCurrent.com. He is Justin Katz. Justin, excellent job, and we'll talk to you again.
Thanks. Have a great week.
All right.
Everybody.
Folks, that's Justin Katz on the John DePietro Show. Again, good afternoon. It is John DePietro. 846-1028 is our phone number. 846-1028. You can send me email, john@depietro.com, john@depietro.com. I want to say again hello to everyone. Also, you can join us on Facebook Live. The sound is terrific today. And I want to say hello again to everyone that came out at Paul Massey. And I also want to say hi to Jim Cunningham, who went to WADK.com and sent me a nice email. Remember, you can always listen online at DePietro.com, DePietro.com, and go to WADK.com. We'll have Justin's segment podcast. We podcast all our segments. If you missed yesterday's program, we have our interview with Terry Gorman. And then we'll also have our interview posted with Brandon Bell, chairman of the Republican Party. Now, coming up at 3 o'clock, we'll take some of your phone calls right now at 846-1028. Coming up at 3 o'clock, we're going to talk to Mark Arsenault. He used to be with the Providence Journal, now at the Boston Globe. He's got a very funny story how the Paw Sox trying to maneuver here in Rhode Island. And then coming up at 4 o'clock, we're going to talk to Susie Yankee regarding the situation in East Greenwich.
Paul Massey Buick GMC South is New England's number one Buick dealer and Rhode Island's number one GMC dealer with the area's largest selection, where every day you'll find the lowest price with our one price guarantee.
Just give me one more mile, because I'm riding in style in my Paul Massey ride.
So shop Paul Massey, where every vehicle is clearly marked with our lowest one price.
She's exactly right, folks. That's Michelle Massey. She was there Saturday. New England's largest Buick dealer, Rhode Island's largest GMC dealer, Paul Massey, Buick GMC South, located Route 1 South Kingstown, right across from the tower, right at the, as we call it, the gateway to the beaches. They are Southern Rhode Island's largest dealership. I want you to stop in and test drive my vehicle, the Buick LaCrosse. What a car. True American luxury at its finest. I put this car up against any luxury car on the market. You're going to be impressed, especially the massaging seats, the Apple CarPlay, the self-parking feature, the superior ride. You also get great gas mileage with the Paul Massey Buick LaCrosse. You know, the engine, when you're stopped, it actually turns, shuts down, and then, boom, it pops right back up again as you're going to go without any delay. Stop in and see them. They have the dream team, Bobby Massey holding court. They have Rick Magnelli, of course. Mike Casey is the truck manager. Tom Fratiano, my friends, Richard McDermott. Say hi to Steve Alvarez, by the way. Stop in and test drive. How about that GMC Sierra? Now, that is a truck. That's a real truck. Or the Terrain, or the Acadia, or I love the Buick Encore. What a great vehicle that is. Or the Regal, the Envision. Stop it and see them, folks. Remember, always online at paulmassey.com. Rob is calling from Bristol on the John DePietro Show. Hello, Rob.
How you doing, John?
Very good. Very well. The sun is out. All is well, Rob.
I was just going to say the sun is out, and you know what? The Facebook is sounding good today.
That is great to hear,
my friend. It's a damn good Tuesday, you know?
I'll tell you, Rob, we need change at that Rhode Island State House, and we need it in a big way.
Hey, we got to do is stay on these people, let them know.
Yeah.
We got to get... Mario, he ain't got $400,000 to spend next time.
No way.
You know, he can spend all the money he wants because I hope they do away with this early voting.
Yes.
That's what we got to get done.
That's right.
Early voting, we got to stop.
Rob, let me ask you, why would someone spend the way Mattiello did? Why would you spend $400,000 for a job that pays $20,000?
So he could end up like Mr. Gallup and like the guy before, like Mr. Fox and the speaker
before
him, Constantino. You know, give me a break. These guys ended up with big, big wallets.
Yes. Well, for a while. And I don't know what kind of wallets they have in prison right now, but they did for a while. Rob, thank you. Folks, 846-1028. Remember, Dan's Place is your place for great food, family-friendly atmosphere, award-winning wings, delicious burgers, and the best pizza you've ever tasted at Dan's Place. And there's always something happening. Last night, trivia night, followed by karaoke at 9:30. Don't miss Wine Down Wednesdays. Half-price bottles of wine all day at Dan's Place. Thursday, Mexican Day. Juan loves Mexican Day at Dan's Place with live entertainment. Dan's Place in live entertainment Friday and Saturday. Dan's Place, where are they located? 880 Victory Highway, West Greenwich, just off of exit 5B on Route 95. You pull off exit 5B and boom, you see it right there. It's almost like in the Blues Brothers movie. You know, they pull off and then there's the club right there. Dan's Place. Family friendly. It's just a great atmosphere. People go there for the delicious food, for the fun. You're going to love it. Dan's Place. Check them out online. DansPizzaPlace.com. It's John DePietro. This is The John DePietro Show. Again, you can call in. First-time callers, welcome. 846-1028. You can email me, john@depietro.com. Follow me on both Facebook and Twitter, John DePietro Show. A lot in my head. Remember, every afternoon, here I am, afternoon radio, the way it's supposed to be. No lectures, no pausing, no hanging up on people. It's just us. 1 to 5 a.m. right here inside of the dial. Keep going, there it is. And obviously on the Facebook Live, brought to you by EliteWirelessRI.com. EliteWirelessRI.com. It's John DePietro on this Tuesday.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've seen firsthand what restaurant owners can do with the capital to manage cash flow gaps. Cabbage is so important. Cabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds without reapplying. I signed up and had a decision in minutes. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Get started at cabbage.com/owner or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Kentucky Fried Chicken is taking truth in advertising to new heights. The Louisville-based chicken eatery is attempting to launch its Zinger chicken sandwich into space. KFC Director of Advertising George Felix says they're taking the mission seriously, undertaking chamber tests, taking it down to temperatures as low as minus 80 degrees Fahrenheit to see how the sandwich fares. It's going to be in space for 4 days on a high-altitude balloon designed like a KFC bucket.
It's where you live, the new wings in the home.
Here we go.
Give it a look, that's all it's
come on, Rob Bennett.
Garage Headquarters, 877-62-GARAGE.
Hey, folks, your number one overhead door authority, Garage Headquarters, your source for increasing the value of your home. They're making your home great again. Call them today, 877-62-GARAGE, 877-62-GARAGE. Go with the number one. Go with the top. Team Grace, since 1973, and what a difference it can make. You know, imagine these being your doors. Look at that. I'm holding it up to Facebook Live. Look at it, how beautiful they are. That could be at your home, or that could be at your business. Call them today. Go with the number one, your garage door authority.
Garage Headquarters, 877-62-GARAGE.
Notice the difference, how fantastic that looks? Team Grace, folks, the best, backed by the best door price guarantee. You can't buy a better door for a better price. It's Garage Headquarters. Somebody's got to be number one. This is about more doors, more selection, best door price value, better technicians, more warehouses, more trucks on the road than any other company in Rhode Island and southeastern Mass. Don't deal with those big box stores. Overprice, use subcontractors. Call the certified professionals now. Jim Gray started with a small office across from TF Green Airport, and now the number one. Make your home great again. GarageHeadquarters.com.
Garage Headquarters, 877-62-GARAGE.
Broadcasting from the far right on your AM dial at 1540, The John DePietro Show.
And we're back on this Tuesday. Good afternoon, one and all. It's Juan. This is John DePietro with you each afternoon. Here I am, 1 to 5, AM 1540, and it's WADK. Well, you can call in 846-1028. 846-1028. Email is, I'll read some more of the email that is coming in. John@DePietro.com. I'll tell you, Justin Katz is just terrific. How about the story? You know, it's so tragic. That college student, that basically they killed him in North Korea. I mean, that story is just so sad. Otto Warmbier, brutalized and terrorized in North Korea. He was a really impressive kid. 22-year-old University of Virginia student. So he was just full of life. He went to China. He was in China and then found out, oh, yeah, we run these trips to North Korea. So he jumped on board with this tour to North Korea and then made a big mistake. They had cameras in the hotel. They had him on camera trying to steal or just take a stupid sign that supports the government. They pulled him. He was the last one going through customs in North Korea. They pulled him out of line. He had a one-hour trial a month later. Comatose U.S. student dies a week after being freed. They don't use the term vegetable anymore, but that's basically what happened. Doctors had described his condition as a state of, quote, unresponsive wakefulness. He suffered a severe neurological injury. Unknown cause. Now, there was a government spokesperson that said he had become early on one of the favorite targets for beatings by the North Koreans. Now, that has not been backed up, but it is just they got him off the plane. He was taken immediately to the University of Cincinnati. They didn't know. Government officials didn't know that he was in a coma. Doctors said two MRI scans sent by the North Koreans indicate he sustained a catastrophic brain injury shortly after his conviction, most likely before April 2016. Doctors say they had extensive loss of brain tissue in all regions of his brain. Doctors could not say what caused the initial injury, while one senior American official said Mr. Warmbier had been singled out for particularly brutal beatings. Doctors found no evidence of broken bones or other injuries consistent with physical abuse. The North Koreans blamed a combination of botulism and sleeping pills for his condition. But the doctors found no evidence of botulism. Relations between the U.S. and the North have fallen to new lows in recent months, and with good reason. I mean, they basically killed that kid for no reason. No reason at all. One-time high school soccer player, homecoming king, traveling in China December 2015, signed up for a five-day tour of North Korea with a Chinese company that advertised budget travel to destinations your mother would rather you stay away from. The company, Young Pioneer Tours, said it would no longer take Americans to North Korea because, quote, the assessment of risk was too high. Otto was detained at the airport early January, charged with a hostile act against the country's authoritarian government, convicted less than 2 months later trying to steal a propaganda poster after he delivered a tearful television confession. His trial lasted 1 hour. His parents, who live in Ohio, had heard nothing of him since his trial. Then about 2 weeks ago, they received a call telling them their son was comatose. Days later, he was on a flight home. That story is just heartbreaking. So, I mean, he made a minor mistake, but boy, in that country. That's why, you know what else was so shameful? Is that Dennis Rodman. What a disgrace that he is over there. What an absolute disgrace. They killed that Otto for nothing, for taking a sign off a wall in a hotel and killed him for that. It's John DePietro. This is the John DePietro Show. Folks, I want to remind you, Mega Disposal, local family-owned, operated trash recycling collection company, has been serving Rhode Island and Massachusetts for almost two decades. You own a small business, call Mega for all your trash and recycling collection services. They have various sizes for estate cleanouts, major construction jobs, entire households. Swing door, provide easy loading materials. Mega has a smaller container for local businesses or shops. Be emptied on a weekly, every other week, or monthly basis. You own a small business, call Mega for your trash and recycling collection services. 866-420-MEGA. 866-420-6342. What's that? You're cleaning out your garage? Call Mega. They'll put a dumpster in your driveway. Single week or month workout delivery, then they'll remove it. And Mega has smaller containers for local businesses or shops, emptied on a weekly, every other week, or monthly basis. Call Mega Disposal today. 866-420-MEGA. It's John DePietro. This is the John DePietro Show.
From ABC News Tech Trends, trying to get in shape for summer? There are apps for that. As temperatures rise and the jackets come off, some of us start to feel a little more body conscious. ABC News tech contributor Becky Worley says an app called FitMatch could help you kick your fitness goals into gear.
It's like Tinder for going to the gym or a new class. It pairs you with somebody else who wants to try maybe a spinning class or a bar class or even just go for a run. It is proven that the buddy system helps people stick to your workout schedules.
Another app called Charity Miles uses altruism as a motivation.
Every mile you run or walk raises money from corporate sponsors. Charities like Autism Speaks, the ALS Association, they get the donations.
And finally, one called PACT penalizes you for being lazy.
Pay into it every month. You commit to a workout schedule. If you don't meet your goals, you lose the money you paid in.
With Tech Trends, I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News. Do you feel like you need a vacation when you come home from one? The group Account Temp says that's because we never really disconnect. A lot of people stay connected to that electronic leash when they're on vacation, constantly checking in with the office. Account Temps recommends setting a limit for when you check your work email, say once a week or once a day, and stick to it.
Folks, Eastside Clinical Lab, Rhode Island's only full-service, in-network, independent laboratory. They've been taking care of Rhode Islanders for over 65 years. With patients being responsible for more out-of-pocket costs, Eastside Lab dedicated to keeping more money in your pocket. When meeting your medical testing needs, you don't have to compromise quality for cost. Accurate, timely testing results delivered directly to your doctor. For more information, please visit labchoice.org. Find a lab that is close to you. It is Eastside Lab, dedicated to saving you money. Again, online, visit them, labchoice.org, labchoice.org, Eastside Clinical Laboratory. They offer you relief from the high cost of laboratory testing. Find them online, over 50 locations, online, labchoice.org. It's John DePietro. This is the John DePietro Show. Now, coming up next hour, we're going to talk with Mark Arsenal from the Boston Globe. He's got actually kind of a funny story about the whole PawSox situation regarding Rhode Island and the Boston Globe. And then coming up at 4 o'clock, Sue Sinanke, the leader of East Greenwich, speaking for the people. We're going to talk to her. Plus, you can join us on Facebook Live at John DePietro Show.